Officials monitoring the more than 85,000-acre Stewart Creek II fire burning southeast of Fairbanks have lifted an evacuation watch between milepost 16 and 27 along China Hot Springs Road. However, Mark Holland, a spokesman with the Bureau of Land Management's Alaska Fire Service, says an evacuation watch for residents living between milepost 27 and 39 is still in place.
I wouldn't want them to let their guard down. We hope, given the weather forecasting for the rest of this week, we're going to get lower temperatures, we're going to get higher humidities, and possibly some rain showers.
Holland says residents in Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley should remain prepared in the event of an emergency. Nearly 700 firefighters and personnel are still battling the blaze.
It's an admixture of everything there is to fight a fire. There are water tenders, people hauling water to sites where hose lays are down so that crews can put water on the fire or on their fire lines. You have crews that are digging line. You have Caterpillar tractor drivers. You have people feeding kitchen personnel, feeding these folks. Just everything that would need to be there to fight a fire.
Due to dry and windy weather, spot fires have flared up and crossed the South Fork of the Chena River over the last few days. Holland says that kind of activity is expected, but he says fighting spot fires is challenging.
They burn erratically. You don't know. The material came from the main fire and would get superheated, and winds would drive materials like limbs and brush and things like that out ahead of the fire. And they can go a long ways, a surprisingly long ways. And when they hit something flammable, they catch that on fire.
Thick smoke associated with spot fires makes them difficult to fight. Holland says spot fires that are burning in the area are still a good distance from the road. A few spot fires are burning within the state's Chena Recreation Area. One is burning along Martin Creek near the state's Nugget Creek Cabin. Holland says officials with state parks haven't reported any damage, but the fate of the cabin is unclear. Firefighters report the fire about 57% contained.